welcome all my animal friends and human friends. Welcome to Buzz Rag One-on-One.
Oh, what's up, motherfuckers?
Yes.
Oh, I'm happy. Y'all can make it tonight. Oh, thank you.
Buzz Rag number one.
Thank y'all, motherfuckers. All right, I'll bang that bitch in the back, you know. Yes. Big old titty bitch.
Yeah, I know.
See, titties make the wings. You know what I mean? Like, put them between it. All right, cut that shit. Anyway, we got a special guest tonight. A very good friend of Buzz Rag and everyone. Trey Beard.
Oh, it's me, Buzz Rag.
You know, you my co-host, motherfucker.
I don't get it, bud.
All right, it's Seth Mason.
Yeah, that's me.
He's here. Say hi, Trey Beard, to Seth Mason.
Hi, Seth Mason.
Hey, Trey Beard, what's up?
Not much.
Okay.
Have some ale.
That's delicious.
Shut up.
Fuck the audience. Spot.
Seth, he's kind of angry now. Seth is here, and we're going to talk about the Wii U Zelda game.
Oh, my God. We are going to talk about the Wii U Zelda game.
What? Did you get it?
Oh, Zelda. Yeah. I got it. I downloaded it that morning. I was going to stay up till midnight. I was going to do the midnight release, but I fell asleep. So I woke up the next morning to get my kids on the bus. And the first thing I did was I started downloading it.
Nice.
Sent my kids to school.
Thank you.
Yes, I know. That's a good move on my part. And I've been playing it pretty much any spare moment that I have. Despite the fact that my kids... Yes, hilarious. I know. My kids are kind of assholes because they want to use the TV. So... I know, right? Asshole kids.
Good ale.
So,
Trey Beard also likes the kids.
Trey Beard eats kids alive.
Wow, that's messed up.
That has not been proven. It's still going through court.
That's -5 points.
But, so you downloaded it.
Zelda!
Yeah, I downloaded that shit immediately, and I knew I was going to, because it's Wind Waker.
Oh.
Who among us doesn't like Wind Waker?
Who among us doesn't like Zelda? Because y'all can leave the fucking show.
Right, yeah, forget you, because I don't even want to talk to you. If you don't like Zelda, who the fuck, like, how can you call yourself a gamer if you don't like Zelda?
I am here today.
Uh-huh.
Because Zelda.
Yeah, that's true.
Motherfuckers be like, they be at home eating breakfast. I'm in dungeons.
Zelda.
Fighting dragons and shit. The first dragon I ever fought in.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I seen it.
Yep.
I seen it. I was down there. That was Zelda 1.
Many dragons.
That was Zelda 1. A lot of people don't know that when Buzz Rock eats breakfast, it's Nintendo Breakfast System cereal.
My favorite.
He only eats the Zelda side of the box. He throws the Mario shit away. That's right. It's the sponsor tonight.
Thank you.
But yep.
Zelda.
These motherfuckers love us, Seth.
By the way, contestants not appearing on stage will go home with a box of Nintendo Breakfast System cereal.
Oh! Yep. Oprah.
Oprah. Check out your chair.
I will smash that man in the face.
Get him, Trey Beard.
I will kill that black man.
That's kind of racist.
Leave Stedman alone.
Stedman's humping that.
Stedman's put up with enough by just being with Oprah.
Imagine you had to fuck a bitch. It was fat, skinny, fat, skinny, fat, skinny.
It's messed up because you can only like one or the other.
What is Oprah like? X-Men?
Yeah.
Like, what's that bitch that can change Mephisto or Mephisto? That bitch.
Manifesto.
No, that's the skeleton head. That bitch.
Buzz Rag.
Okay. Zelda 2. Before we get into Waker, let's talk about it.
Okay.
Zelda 2, kind of a side-scroller.
It was.
Departure
from the initial...
Top-down.
Yeah, it was different. It had some RPG elements. A lot of people hated that shit. You know what, though?
I liked it.
I liked it, too. I never beat it. I went back. I have the GameCube disc, that one that came with the Ocarina and Majora's Mask.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Okay, all right. You know what's up. Then,
Treybeard got it, too.
Collection disc.
Me and a friend of the show, Trey Delish, also my BFF in real life, we had a little contest. We're gonna play Zelda 2, who could beat it the first. And he just destroyed me, because he's...
Really?
Yeah, I didn't beat it. He's just like, oh yeah, I beat it again.
Treybeard will kill him for you.
Thank you. Please do. God, somebody finally.
All right. He's serious.
More ale!
Good.
He's giving us drinks all night.
Ah, it's delicious. It's a good ale.
You like Thank that? You mm-hmm. got it. He emailed it to you.
I love E-E-E-Ale.
E-Ale. I like that. Hey. Thank you. E-Ale.
That's a slow burn.
Oh, they liked it. They liked it.
They did.
Three Bear loves burn.
They had to think of it.
But yeah, I beached it. And then Zelda, Super Nintendo came out.
Link to the Past.
Oh, yes.
And dear to my heart.
Dare I say magical,
Treybeard?
Magic!
He said it.
Yeah, it casts a spell on all of us.
Just the music, the beginning.
That the top-down.
Top-down, like was his uncle drunk in the bottom of the castle?
Dreamweaver. Yep. I can't take it anymore.
No, Zelda.
Zelda, Buzz Rag. Number one.
Get him back on track, Shepard. Then what else came out after that?
After Link to the Past, there was some Game Boy games.
Yep. Chronicles of Narnia.
Link's Awakening. Link's Awakening.
Treybeard, no.
Link's Awakening, Oracle of the Ages.
Yep.
Which these are all available on the eShop now. On 3DS, which
and
I
then,
have.
N64 Zelda.
Oh fuck!
Link
Man.
To the Past.
Let's talk about Ocarina of Time for just a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Just a minute.
This was the year was I think 1999.
98.
It came out. Well, no, it came out in 98.
I had a Color Me Bad jacket.
Right. Yes. I had a fucking Vanilla Ice Ninja bike.
I'm gonna hump you up all night. Stab your ass with a wings this long. Hump your ass while I sing this song. Sing it, Treybeard.
Buzz Rug.
No, sing it.
Buzz Rug.
Okay,
TikTok,
we tried.
Don't
Zelda.
Stop.
Zelda, right? I love this game.
He likes Zelda, Seth.
It's a good game. I didn't play it when it initially came out in 1998. However, I was in the Air Force at the time.
Oh, okay.
I just came back from Albania during the Kosovo conflict.
Bruce
Mova, my bros in Albania. That's where I got a lot of my my business contacts was Bruce Mova. This is way before this is when it was literally a brick. Like it was a brick and it had on the side somebody written in magic marker Bruce. And that's how I made my money for my Nintendo 64.
Nice!
Ocarina of Time came out.
This motherfucker's kind of slow in the audience.
Shut up!
Oh, God.
I had 2 weeks of free time, 2 weeks off.
Nice.
And I just sat in my room, and I played Ocarina of Time from beginning to end, which was... pretty fucking awesome. There was also like a carnival going on, and it had nothing to do with ICP. It was like a thing that they did every year in Germany for the Americans. And so outside of my room, there was a Tilt-A-Whirl that had a soundtrack, and everybody likes the Tilt-A-Whirl. Every third song was Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5.
Oh!
So whenever I play Ocarina of Time, I think of fucking...
A little bit of Monica in my heart.
Yeah.
He actually stole that song from me.
That's right. Treybeard.
A little bit of wisdom in my life. A little bit of courage in my life.
A little bit of you makes me your man.
Damn.
I would bang Zelda.
Oh, back to Zelda.
Majora's Mask. I never played Majora's Mask.
Yeah, I played it for a little bit.
Good game. Too much time.
Treybeard's play. I seen him playing it when I come over here.
Too much time.
What else came out?
After that?
We're forgetting about the CDI Zeldas.
Link to the past. Link to the past.
Wait a minute. Don't forget about this past. CDI Zelda, which was a joke.
The wink, like the wand of Gamelon or some... The wayness of Gamelon.
It was horrible.
It was bad news. They just came out. Like, the guy who directs the Zelda games is like, yeah, no, those don't count. Those are the stupidest things that ever happened to the Zelda.
Lame.
No, they are. They're super lame.
But they're in my collection because they Zelda, but I was just like, I ain't buying a CD fucking I just to play that shit.
No. The CDI was originally supposed to be the CD-ROM add-on for the Super Nintendo.
You know what I think of when I think of the CDI?
Yeah.
Fail.
Yep.
A big fail.
Hey, Shepard laughing. So now we're here and we're playing a Zelda on PlayStation 4.
No.
No, we're not. What are we playing now?
What?
What's
it? Warrior!
Wii U!
We like miss a, you.
Like the cop car's going by. Wii U, Wii U, Wii U. We got, they here.
Yep.
I'll bring it over one day,
Wii
Treybeard.
Wii U?
It's on the Wii U. You got it.
Oh, my God, yes.
You actually downloaded it.
Who, you?
It. I downloaded it day and date.
Me? No. Wii U is the game system.
Okay, yeah. I understand.
Zangief's sitting over here live. He's doing the arm spin.
I like him. More ale.
Give me another beer. Seth, while he's drinking, what do you think? The opening of the game.
It's everything. Okay, it's everything that I remember that I loved about the Wind Waker. Freshened up. It is literally like playing a cartoon. It is beautiful in every way. Yeah? Yeah, that's right, cartoons.
Cheer for him!
They did it. They took something that was already beautiful and made it just that much more amazing. They brought it to the modern era. It is... Oh, my God. I love it so much. My kids want me... They're like, hey, Daddy, will you play...
Awesome.
Yeah. They love
That's
it.
What we talked about, because I was like... I wanted my kids to be like, look at this cartoon
yes,
you're playing.
Yes, yes, yes! And it came true. The prophecy...
Yeah.
The Ball's Wrong prophecy has come true. The kids love it. I'll just be sitting, like, doing something important. Like, fucking bills or something. Oh, Dad, will you play... Wind Waker? I'm like, I guess so. Just give me the controller.
Brings tear to Treebeard's face.
It's a beautiful moment.
It is beautiful.
My wife, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he's like, how good is it? And I was like, dude, it's like playing a cartoon. And my wife was like, yeah, it really is. And she doesn't even like video games.
Oh.
I was trying to play it. Uh-huh. And then GTA came out, so I'm like, you gotta play this.
Yeah.
And instead of my wife walking in seeing beautiful Zelda game on TV, she walks into
big old titties.
Me at the strip club grabbing titties, and she's, well, this ain't Zelda. And I'm like, she's all grown up.
You know she has to make money.
Yeah. Thanks, motherfucking retards.
Shut up!
Thanks, Treybeard.
No but problem.
She's seen the titties. The titties are in high def.
Gorgeous.
They lickalicious.
I'm listening.
I love them.
Ass on HD.
Uh-huh.
Titties on HD blast. Okay. Bouncers now will throw you out if you gripping on nipping.
Ah, really?
Yeah, it's a mini game. They'll be like, don't be grabbing on them titties. And when they walk by, you got to let go. And say I'm Franklin and I'm up in that club grabbing on Nikki.
I'm listening.
And you hit select to flirt, and I think it's X to grab, and he's like, damn, girl, that weave looks so good, And she's like, tell me, baby. And I'm just grabbing the ass and shit, and then the bouncer come by.
Yeah.
And he's like, he looking, and I so you stop. And he's like, no. And I didn't do too many missions. I only had like $400, and you ain't getting pussy with no $400 in Grand Theft Auto. But you get thrown out if they catch you gripping.
Damn.
And
I was going to ask you what state laws the strip clubs follow in that game, because
none of them
in Florida. And this is like a for real thing. If I've heard in Florida, you can touch everything but the punani.
Really?
They in yes, that's right.
Three Bear likes this, Florida.
A friend of mine was used to the laws in all the other states, so he kept his, you know, he sat on his hands like when you're in kindergarten and they tell you to like stop fidgeting.
Yeah.
And the girl
City
was like
girl.
The girl was like, "Oh, why aren't you touching my titties? Why aren't you touching my ass?"
What?
And my friend was like, "What? No, I don't want to get kicked out." She's like, No, you can touch everything but my pussy.
So what? Just,
and my friend was like, "Oh, hell yeah." And was spanking ass. That's Florida. That's the law in Florida. You can touch everything but the punan.
Three-Bear loves Florida.
We just went to a bachelor party, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So my boy got married. You know, balls rock, heading out, gold chain, ski mask. We going out.
Yeah.
Guy I work with, get us in the Trumps on 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
So we pull up.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Mom's ready. And
he's got jokes.
And we pull up, and it's empty. And everybody in the car got scared. They're just like, "We going to get robbed." I'm like, "We about to get in free." The fuck? What do you mean we going to get robbed? So they got scared, and they're like, "Let's go to the penthouse."
Oh, come on.
And penthouse, if y'all don't know, that's where all the porn stars go and shit. That and Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this place is expensive. I ain't know anybody in penthouse.
Right.
So we get there, and lo and behold, a girl I went to school with was at the door.
No.
And a mad shout out to Jessica. Thanks for getting me in. She waived the fee and gave us a couple couches to sit on by the stage.
All right, Jessica.
And I had a boner. And we Weirdest. Sitting there, and the bouncers look like Bald Bull, Mike Tyson punch out. And I walk in, and he's like, "Hey, how would he sound, Trey Beard?"
Hey.
Yeah. So I'm like, "What, motherfucker? We getting in free, Jessica." He's like, looks over, and the guy's like, "Yeah, punk." So he let us in. I'm like, "That's right." So we sit down, and they got some bad 10. They were all 10s in that motherfucker, even the janitor. Like, he's just like, I'm off the floors, but I look fine as fuck doing it. And I tipped him, too. He's in the bathroom. I'm like, "Dry your hands, wipe your weenus." I'm like, "Thanks, man." So we get out of the bathroom, and
free mint.
And we getting the best man fucked up, right? Or the groom fucked up, right?
Big
and,
booty.
And I keep seeing these hot bitches on stage. I keep going up to him going, "Hey, you know, he getting married, how much?" Well, she's like, "I only dance for regulars." I'm like, "Bitch, you dance for money."
Yeah, seriously.
Three of these girls told me that. So I'm like, "What?
Come on.
Fuck this. Your pussy don't have gold shavings in it." So I'm like, "Fuck them." So
Three Bear loves Goldschlager.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. So
more air.
Give me another.
Yeah.
So long story short, the manager was giving hooking us up with Patron shots for free.
Oh my god!
You know, because of the girl, you know,
with a couple of Patron, yeah.
So I'm like, sweet. So we kept seeing the groomsmen go in the bathroom, right? So finally, the manager come over. He's like, "Hey, I don't want to throw you out, but you know, your boy puking in the bathroom." I'm like, "Really?" He goes, "Maybe it's time for you to take him home." You know, I'm like, "All right." Yeah. So I go in the bathroom, and as soon as I open the door, the bathroom attendant's like, "Your boy puked on my shirt, man." And he puked all over his shirt. I'm like, "Is you serious?" I was like, I gave him like $40. I'm like, "Hey, man, you know, I'm sorry, dude." And he's like, "Well, get him out the bathroom." I didn't know he was still in there.
Ugh.
So I open the stall. He's puking all over the toilet seat, puking his shoes. What are you wearing, your shoe in your mouth? So I take him out of there, and you think everything's fine, and then the bouncers come out.
Oh, and, the bouncers are bad news.
Yeah, so he goes, "How was the service?" By at this point, the girl I knew went home. So he's like, how was the service? I'm like, it was good. He's like, what in your tip? And I'm like, you know, I was tipping cash. But they were trying to rip us off. Don't go to Penthouse, long story short. Fuck Penthouse. This guy, look, I looked at him. I go, how much to make your ass go back inside? He said $100.
What?
I gave him $10 and said, yeah, right. I got my ass beat. And we never go in there again. It was fucked up.
Bear will gather the elves from the forest, and we will take down this Penthouse Palace.
Well, here's the best part of the night. The strippers were ripping off. I would give him money, but the bachelor was too drunk to get a dance. So I paid for one dance. He went up. The other two I got him, they kept the money. They left him in the elevator. He couldn't get up and walk, so they left him in the motherfucking elevator. When he got sober, like 2 days later, he told me. I was like, you bitch. So.
Fucking whores.
But back to Zelda.
Zelda, he's revived as soon as this bitch gyrated.
Oh, I was so pissed that night. Oh, you want to hear that blowjob story?
Yes. This is one-on-one. Everybody wants to hear that
All
shit.
Right.
This is like Boss Rock Confessional.
Boss Rock one-on-one.
This is Boss Rock Nights.
That's what it is.
Number one, baby.
So, you know, we got the kids to bed, me and the wives.
I like it.
Okay. Now, I got, nothing gets a girl in the mood like Ancient Aliens on YouTube.
This is true.
This get me hard, because she's like, what is it? And I'm like, it had to be extraterrestrials in my pants. And I'm taking out the balls and the weenus. And she's like, that's a pyramid. So
Martian's attack.
She sucked it so hard my hair looked like that God of Lucas guy. I was like, woo! So
but it had to be extraterrestrials.
So I got the weenus out, you know, and you know when you got a little baby, they sleep in the bed, you know, and
yeah,
and
I
it's
know.
kinda like having a dog in a room or something. You don't want them to see. You know, so I'm stacking up pillows by the bassinet.
Make it like a fort.
Like a fort. I'm like, he wakes up, maybe he's thinking a military base. So I got pillows, and I got them armchair back pillows, like their arms with a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
They're like half-ass chairs. Like, I stacked them up, and it looked like legs running at me. So I stacked those up, and I'm like, cool, he can't see. I'm like, let's get busy. And then I had to find another fucking movie on Netflix because that one ended. I'm like, okay, you know, episode 2, you know, underwater aliens. So my wife gripping the weenus. She's like, oh, power glove.
Three Bear needs another ale.
It's so bad.
So bad. And, you know, if I don't know if y'all do this, but you smack it on the wife's face. Like, and I was like, look what I'm coming to do. So it's all hard as hell, right? It's so hard it's turning purple. You ever get like that? Like you got kids, so it's been like a couple weeks. Your dick ripping in half, like veins, like it's gonna, like Bruce Banner dick. So she gets it and she starts sucking it, right? She's like, she starts sucking it. All of a sudden, I hear, it's the baby's pacifier. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm like, you know, I know, I'm telling you.
Shut up.
So I'm like, hold on a minute. And she, you know, we checked. The baby was still sleeping. I was like, okay. Another episode of fucking Ancient Aliens. You know, I'm like, okay, dude, we had to get right back up. I'm like, get it gripping, riding, slipping.
Gripping weenus.
Gripping it, you know, GWA, Gripping Weenus Anonymous. It's all bright and glistening now, because this is the second try. You know when it's shiny around the tip? You just, it's ready to pop! Like, one lick. How many, like, in my eyes, my wife looked like the owl in the Tootsie Roll commercial. Like, how many? A two! A three! Like, licking my shit, and I'm like, oh, yeah, get it, pop it. And, once again, fucking pacifier. This whole, so it ruined it. And the worst thing about it is she was holding the baby the whole time. Oh, motherfuckers, what you... Oh, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Judy Banner feels funny about this story.
But that's a true story. She wasn't holding the baby, but if you got kids and you a game, and my prime gaming is usually at midnight, but, you know, sex comes first because I come, too. But
yes.
Thank you, guys.
You better understand that.
I'm hoping to have sex once the Dimetap kicks in tomorrow. But, Wind Waker.
That's a good game.
At this point, we have questions for you and Trey Beard.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, you big bearded motherfucker.
What?
It's a question about video games and shit. Gotta get them right. I'm gonna ask both of y'all.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bring it on.
And here we go.
I'm ready.
Trey Beard.
Foliage. Oh, what?
No. All right. Trey Beard, question number one. What game does Mega Man appear in?
I know this one. Hold on. Give me a second.
It's so easy.
God damn.
Sorry, Trey Beard. Right. Moving on.
Chrono Trigger.
Wrong, motherfucker.
More air.
Drink up. Yeah. Seth Basie.
Yeah, yeah.
What game does Mega Man appear in?
You're going to mess up. You suck.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Mega Man 2. Yes!
What?
Yes!
Yes!
No!
The actual answer was Smash Brothers on Wii U. But yeah, we'll count that.
What? Mozart, this is outrage!
Now that you have a Wii U, are you fucking psyched for that or what?
Fuck yeah, I keep seeing all the characters they keep bringing in.
Oh my god, I can't wait. We can play that against our good friend Violet Shags.
Oh yeah.
AKA Lish.
Who is you?
Shags.
Shags.
No, Wii U.
Wii U.
Who?
Nintendo is like you now.
Right. Yep. Yeah, it's like all of us.
You're magical.
So I am you.
Yeah, who's on second, motherfucker?
Who's
on first? Wii U's on third.
Wii?
No, me.
Oh, you.
Okay, question number two.
Wii U.
Right.
Treybeard, are you ready?
I think so.
All right, motherfucker. This one's for a bag of Trader Joe's horseradish chips.
Oh, those are good.
I like those.
What is Iron Man's suit made of?
Oh, no.
Shit.
It is, I know this one. It is made from bark from the great oak.
Ooh. Wrong, motherfucker.
I hate this game.
Seth Mason.
Iron Man's suit.
What is Iron Man's suit made of?
Wii U. Oh, not my turn.
I want to say adamantium, but is it iron? Yes!
You are correct!
Literal! I love it!
What? This is bullshit!
Hang in there, Trey, but you get one right.
Yep.
Question number three.
Who? You?
What state looks like a wanus hanging down?
What state looks like wanus?
It's not Winsylvania.
No, Winsylvania.
Is it Mordor?
Where?
Mordor.
Not Mordor, homie. Sorry.
I hate this game. You set me up. More ale.
More ale. Applause for more ale.
I love ale.
Delicious. Sprinkles. I like sprinkles. Question number four. Treybeard.
Michael, yes.
Focus.
I'm here.
This is for everything.
Why did Miley Cyrus's boyfriend break up with her? Or why did her fiance break up with her?
Wait, could I repeat question?
Okay. Why did Miley Cyrus break up with her fiance?
Boss Rock, he knows this one. Boss Rock knows this one. It's because she wouldn't twerk enough, right?
Wrong.
What? She wouldn't twerk it.
Listen to the question. You almost got it.
Okay.
Why did she break up with her fiance? Well?
It wasn't
twerking out.
Oh, you got it right. You got her.
I win?
No, you didn't win yet.
Oh.
It wasn't working out.
I don't get it still.
Okay, moving on. Sorry, Seth, he answered that one.
I know, he did. He's
3-1. Treybeard.
Yes?
What remedies a swollen anus... What remedies a swollen penis best?
What?
Okay, Seth Macy.
Yeah.
What remedies a wanus best?
The swollen wanus?
Yes.
Skate, 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 skate.
Oh! You are correct.
What?
I got blue balls right now since yesterday. Goddamn pacifier.
This game is rigged.
Treybeard, one more question. What is your favorite ale and video game? This is for both of you.
This is question. My favorite ale is the Great Oak Ale. And favorite video game is Zelda!
You are correct!
Yes!
Okay, Seth Mason.
What ale?
Oh, Seth, shit.
Seth Mason.
Hold
on. Are you ready to answer this?
Yeah. Can I phone a friend?
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to phone a friend.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to call Treybeard.
Okay.
I am here.
Treybeard.
Yes.
What is my favorite ale and video game? Go, you have 30 seconds.
Well, I've done it for a long time, but Great Oak Ale and Zelda.
Great Oak Ale and Zelda. That's my final answer. Final answer.
This is bull. He answered.
I'm just kidding, motherfuckers. Y'all win.
Yes.
I win. Shit out of Drew.
We win. We you. Shut up. These people are really annoying, Buzzrock.
So, good job, Seth.
Thank you.
Treybeard, good shit.
Thank you, Buzzrock.
For those of y'all don't know, Treybeard is like my Ed McMahon on the one-on-one.
Yep.
Number one.
When we Skype in, he's here with me. If I go somewhere, you know, he's there in memory.
Great spirit.
But, what? What are we doing?
I brought the foliage.
We got that, that hemp paper.
I got a great harvest from foliage in the forest.
Seth.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a prostitute in GTA before I left the house.
Okay.
And they will not fuck you if you park just anywhere now.
What?
They are classy.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to have... you got to go find somewhere secluded. So I'm like, well, where the fuck you want me to go? So I drove up the side of a mountain.
Right.
And the car flipped over and killed the bitch and me. Like, your car blows up and shit. Like, instantly. Drew was playing and went off a mountain and died. Like, cars blow... Like, it's more realistic now.
No, I don't think that's realistic at all, because...
Yeah.
If you pick up a prostitute and she's like, oh, I want to go someplace nicer than this, you can be like... Here's a crack rock that you're not going to get. And then she'll be like, no, this fucking Kmart parking lot is good. Let's do this.
I still didn't fuck it.
God.
But the controls in it, Seth.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I'm waiting till my birthday to get that game, actually. I have, like, 3 weeks.
I can honestly tell you, I didn't get into 4 that much. I couldn't stand it.
No, 4 had some definite problems, like when you're just driving around and crashing and shit, and it's like,
yeah.
Cousin, it's Roman. Let's go bowling.
Hey, Roman,
fuck you, asshole.
I got up to the part where you get to your cousin's apartment.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, that's like early on. Yeah, it doesn't get any funner.
No.
In fact, the more you play, the more annoying it is, because then you have a girlfriend, your cousin, and a guy who wants to jack cars.
And then, what was it, I like the online mode because I was playing that with, like, buddies, but that's all we played.
Right.
But this one,
This is the shit.
I spent, in the strip club, I spent, like, $2,000 on a stripper.
Uh-huh.
And she still wouldn't fuck me.
That's unrealistic.
Like, you can do it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, you can make it rain and shit.
Right.
You can throw money and shit. It's like six singles, but... You can make it rain, you get drunk, you smoke weed, meth. They got a thing like Twitter in it, or like the Facebook fucking kid. What's his name? Mark Summers?
Yes, from Double Dare.
Yeah. Is that him that made the Facebook? Oh, George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman. Zimmerberg. George Zuckerberg.
George Suckadick.
Stupid us.
Yeah. So there's kind of like one of them guys in it, and... They pay you to go into, it's called Life Invader. It's like the internet or some shit, I don't know, like a phone, and you go in there and plant a bomb in the phone so it blows up on his head. It's supposed to be Mark Zuckerberg, and it kills him on live TV.
What is this, fucking Grand Theft Auto Hezbollah?
Yeah. It's got some crazy shit, man, like porno, like you're a paparazzi at one point, and the girl, I think it's supposed to be like Selena Gomez, and
I don't like that.
And like she's getting pounded in the anus. Yeah, and you gotta zoom in, and like, I got videos on Vine. I took pictures of it. You know, go check it out.
I saw that on Facebook, yeah. And I couldn't believe it. Actually,
that's why I was like, this is not for kids. Is he pounding that ass?
Yeah.
I'm talking beating the brakes off that shit. I'm like, this game is for me now that I'm older.
Beat it up like a pugilist.
Oh, but how much time we got, Shepard? 4 minutes?
What?
Shepard!
I have so much to say.
Go ahead, Seth. We'll be quiet. Oh, by the way, Seth Macy, you writing for NerdSync?
I'm writing for NerdSync right now, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I've done two articles.
We seen them. They were good.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to do more. I'm going to write about Wind Waker.
Awesome.
Because I'm in love with it, and it's kind of all I want to do. Is play Wind Waker. It's so magical. It really is. And if you love video games, then there's no reason not to be playing. Fucking dude, Wii U with Wind Waker, $300. Fuck you if you're not buying that shit. That's like nothing. And you know what else? Like, I can tell you right now. I can tell you like four games on Wii U that you have to have, that you have to play. I couldn't tell you four games. That just came out on fucking Xbox 360. Yeah.
Pikmin. Zelda.
Pikmin? Holy shit. Get Pikmin. Like, I didn't know much.
Smash Brothers coming.
Yeah, it's Smash Brothers is coming. But, like, okay. Wind Waker, get Wind Waker. Pikmin 3. I didn't know anything. I've never played a Pikmin game. I was like, fuck it. My kids want this shit. It looks dumb, but whatever. I'll get it for them.
See, I like games like that.
That game is fucking awesome.
People,
like, no kidding. That game is super, super good.
What bugs me is, like, most people, like, Kananoni, Banumi, and played one game my life.
Yeah.
There's other games out there that you need to try. Like, I played the crazy games, like Chibi Robot.
Yeah.
You was a house-cleaning motherfucking robot. Cleaning off sinks from dirty human slob-ass motherfuckers.
Yep.
You had to clean.
Yep.
Katamari, another good ass game.
Yes, Katamari is fucking
good.
These
are the games that are become cult classics that no-brainers don't pay no attention
to. Right. And as it is right now, pretty much the only place where you can play these kind of original cult class, like future cult classic games, is on Wii U.
Wii U.
Yeah, it doesn't cost shit compared to everything else. You get a game with the fucking thing.
Nintendo Land.
Nintendo. Or, now.
Dude, me and my 4-year-old were playing the Zelda World one.
That's the thing. I was going to say, Nintendo Land, that's another, like, one of those games that you got to have. my kids, especially my 5-year-old, he'll play the Metroid one, like, exclusively.
Yeah.
He knows everything about Metroid because of the Nintendo Land game. That's his favorite game. He just runs around the house.
You know what I like is how they made a ripoff of Mario. It was like Mario's crossed off and it's Luigi.
Yep.
Super Luigi World.
That also is an incredible game. The new Super Mario Wii U is everything you love about Mario is brought into the new, like, modern era. And then they make this super challenging. You know, in times past, this would have been a Japanese-only game. But they're like, no. Everybody in America's cool now with racism. So we'll bring this game to America. And it's like, yeah, new Super Mario, or Super Luigi U, Super Mario, such good games. And there's so many more games coming out. That's right, Wii U, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone, stop the hate. Don't be a hater, be a participator. Wii U.
What I'm saying for the end of the show is,
let's hear it.
Let's stop being angry and fucking dissing everything on the internet.
Yes.
These people, like, man, it's like crazy. It's like,
it doesn't have enough RAM.
Because Mario Brother isn't Call of Duty.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, just, maybe the game's not for you, but I like every game.
Yes.
And every system.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, you missing out.
Agrees with you.
Thank you.
Treybeard.
Treybeard's still playing all systems.
I love
all of them.
You know? And there's nothing, like, I'll get my Call of Duty time in. And I'll get my Zelda. And I'll play everything.
This is true.
With less cheese. What? What the fuck's that mean, motherfucker?
Look at his shirt.
Oh, Shepard got ranch all over it. That ain't ranch, motherfucker. That's hobo dick.
That's onion dick.
That's that Frenchman hobo dick. Wee wee, beep beep.
Bien bien. Sacre bleu.
But Mario Balls Rock?
Mario Balls Rock. Best
coming
game.
Coming out. So
I have it pre-ordered.
So that's it. Anything you want to add to the show, Seth?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, stop being haters. If you like video games, don't fucking, like, sit there and defend your console. The console you bought or the console your mom got you for fucking Christmas. If you want to defend video games, just buy them all and love and appreciate what is good and don't give a shit what system is on. I got my fucking N64 hooked up and my kids play that every day. They love it. And Lish just got his. That's right. Lish hooked up his, and his little boy is the same way. Every day is playing games from 10, 15 years ago. Loving it. That's right. Games. Just play the games. Don't
Buzzer agrees. Buzzer, I love games.
You still there, Seth?
I'm here.
My shit was cutting out for a minute, but love the games.
Love them.
This has been Balls Rock Session?
Yep.
No. Three Bear blames Sega for hatred of different console.
Oh.
Remember commercial?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Super Nintendo, so slow. Why don't you get Sega? Looks like Sega joke on you.
That's just... Genesis does what Nintendo don't.
That's true. They crowd clapped for you, Trey, man.
Oh, they love me.
They love you,
Shut
man.
Shut up.
You fucked up. Seth Macy, thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me on Balls Are 101. I told Lish that I didn't think we were going to do a one-on-one, and then I told him we were, and then how excited and happy I was. Because he doesn't deserve a one-on-one, personally. That's what I think.
No. You my favorite peoples.
That's right.
And PAX coming up.
Oh,
so
my God!
Here. All of us coming out there getting wasted.
Dude, my whole family is going to be there. My wife, my two kids, and every time I say something about you, like, Balzrog left a funny comment, she goes, Balzrog!
I'm gonna get pictures with your kids and we gotta put them in Facebook.
Yes!
Miles Rock, a family man. And Seth, before I get out of here, just a reminder, hide your pacifiers, motherfucker.
Yep. I don't want you slurping on them.
Oh! And thanks, Trey Beard, for playing the game.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, Seth Macy, everybody, count of three, good night. One, two, three. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Freeze.